The following program is a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
Greetings, salutations, welcome to episode 754 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version for this fifth Sunday of Lent, the weekend of Friday, March 20th through Sunday, March 22nd. This program originates on the radios Friday at noon. We encore Sunday afternoons at 4, but you can hear this program before it airs on terrestrial radio or any time throughout the course of the weekend at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. We'll let you know when it's available via Facebook. Again, fifth Sunday of Lent, 510th broadcast, and our still relatively new-looking digs here in Southwest Amarillo. My name is Chris Albrecht. I'm Director of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo. I also edit the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, and we host the West Texas Catholic, the podcast. This is our last show for 2 weeks on the radio. We will be off next week because of the Share-a-thon here on GRN, and then the weekend after that, we traditionally take off for the Triduum. Now, next week, we will have a truncated program on AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. This week, we're getting ahead of the podcast just a little bit with guest Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez of St. Thomas the Apostle Church. They'll be here to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday and the Divine Mercy Sunday celebration taking place on Divine Mercy Sunday itself, Sunday, April 12th, 2 o'clock at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter here in Amarillo. We'll also get you up to date with all kinds of diocesan news, and we'll spend quite a bit of time in prayer, starting now, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer. Let us pray for religious liberty, something we should never take for granted, and always look to strengthen in our church, our world, and in our society. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, may we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this through the intercession of Mary Immaculate, our patroness, and in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In the unity of the Holy Spirit, with whom you live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My dime's worth of opinions, which are not necessarily those of the Diocese of Amarillo, the Diocesan Office of Communications, or of Catholic Radio here in the diocese. First and foremost, we really do need some rain, folks. It is super bone dry, and you can tell it is because of all the fires that we've had and the yo-yo weather that we've been going through for about the last week to 10 days or so, with the high winds and everything else that goes with it. Please pray for favorable weather for our farmers and ranchers. We're getting out of this La Niña, moving into a neutral weather pattern here very, very soon, and hopefully the chances of rain will go up. Please pray for much-needed rain for our farmers and ranchers. Keep in prayer those in need of prayer this weekend, the poor, the homeless, the unemployed, the sick, the dying, the lonely, the oppressed, the hungry, the thirsty, the discerning, the broken, the uncertain, the confused, the discerning, and the confused. Continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Richard Escalante and Benjamin Sego. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org. AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. To our healthcare workers and first responders, we thank you for all that you do for us. Your efforts do not go unappreciated on this particular program. All right, folks, we've got runoffs coming up at near the end of May. In fact, I think the runoff election is Tuesday, May the 26th, and early voting for that will be the week before. So if you voted in the primaries earlier this month, you need to vote in the runoff elections on Tuesday, May 26th. We'll talk more about that soon. But in the meantime, keep educating yourself about the candidates so you can be ready to vote in the general election on Tuesday, November 3rd. We're 4 minutes into this week's program, and let's get to our conversation that we had that will drop next week as the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode 33, brought to you by Caput and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And that's with Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez of St. Thomas the Apostle Church. And they are here to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday and the Divine Mercy Sunday celebration happening at St. Thomas the Apostle Church on Sunday, April the 12th. Our guest on the West Texas Catholic, the podcast, episode episode 33, brought to you by Cap'n and powered by the Diocese of Amarillo, are two women from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. In fact, I'll just call them young ladies from St. Thomas the Apostle Church. Gwen Johns is to my left, and Diana Gomez is across the way from us. They are part of the Divine Mercy Sunday team at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, and they will celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday on Sunday, April 12th, which is traditionally done in the Roman Catholic Church. I'm going to start with you, Gwen, because there's a lot of people that still question what exactly is divine mercy. So if asked to define divine mercy, how would you define it, A and B? What are the origins of divine mercy?
I think Diana has the actual origins of where it came from. But I mean, we know it comes from Poland, but there's a whole story that is a priest that brought it to the States, too, and the secrecy of it and the whole context of it, it was something that we didn't know till last summer, and it was beautiful. But the divine mercy comes from Sister Faustina, who was a nun in Poland, and the divine mercy is about Christ's mercy, which his love is his mercy, his justice is his mercy. We forget that all these things are tied together, but we forget how important mercy is, Chris, because mercy is something that is such a gift from him and his heart's when people don't even receive his mercy or come to him, especially through confession, to receive that.
Let's talk about the origins of divine mercy, Diana.
Sister Faustina, Jesus was talking to her and he presented himself to her and he asked her to paint the picture and to put on the bottom, "Jesus, I trust in you." He wanted a special day for it and to present it. It got to the United States from a Marian priest named Father Joseph Drabowski. He was trying to escape Poland and he had to go through Siberia to get to Japan and then from Japan to the United States. But in Japan, he didn't have any documents. His American visa had expired. He didn't have a visa to get into Japan. He didn't have the documentation to travel through Siberia. And all the while, the Russians are inspecting everybody. The Japanese are confiscating material. And he's got it hidden in his pouches. He said that if he, by the grace of God and the divine mercy, if he makes it to the United States, he will help spread the word of divine mercy. He had a perilous journey and so many close calls, and he made it to the United States and helped spread it.
I'm glad he made it, too.
Yeah, and you can see on the form, there's a documentary called The Second Greatest Story Ever Told, and it is a 10-part series. It's just 30 minutes, and it is so good and so informational, and it's just really a good series.
It has the full history of divine mercy and how it came to be.
Yes. And narrated by Father Michael Gately. You're looking for something good to binge watch as we near this Holy Week and into Easter? There's your binge watching right there, The Second Greatest Story Ever Told. Let's talk about St. Faustina for just a second, Gwen.
Her name was Helen Kowalska, I believe is the last name. These Polish names, I should know I'm Polish, but I don't say praise God. But anyway, Jesus actually had to come to her at a dance. He said, "How long are you going to make me wait for you?" Because she was supposed to be a nun before that. And she kind of, like we all can do with our vocations, later, I'm doing this. And finally she listened and ended up in the convent. And she was full of fear. But as she grew closer and closer to Christ and more he shared with her, of course, the deeper her sufferings were. But thank God that she did listen and go to the convent, because we wouldn't have the divine mercy. He can use anybody he wants, but she did listen. I'm grateful for that. But I think people need to really know the importance of at the hour of death, how he promises his mercy to the worst of sinners and that his mercy is for the greatest of a sinner. You know, we tend to be afraid to approach Jesus, and confession is such a gift. What kind of mercy is poured out through confession, you know, if we tap into that grace and mercy is poured out. And that's why he wanted a feast of mercy, I believe, what he told Faustina, because he wants people to come to him and not be afraid.
There's a lot of references that you want to make to the diary of St. Faustina. Let's talk about a few of those, please.
Well, one of them is on the hour of mercy, the importance of that. And it's diary number 811. It says, "When I entered my solitude, I heard these words. At the hour of their death, I defend as my own glory every soul that will say this chaplet or when others say it for a dying person. The pardon is the same. When this chaplet is said by the bedside of a dying person, God's anger is placated. Unfathomable mercy envelops the soul, and the very depths of my tender mercy are moved for the sake of the sorrowful passion of my son. I mean, those words are like pretty deep, cut through, right?
Very much so, yeah.
But how can we not believe those words? I mean, God is so good to us and has brought this to us as a gift, and thank God for John Paul II really implementing this and putting it in the calendar of our church the first Sunday after Easter for all of us to benefit.
And that didn't happen until what, about the late 1990s, 2000?
2000, like yeah, about yeah. 2000. That's what I was thinking, because it was before he died. And then, of course, he died, what, on Easter Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Divine Mercy that next, I think, God, that was just so perfect. God's so good all the time.
Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez, both from St. Thomas the Apostle Church, our guests here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. They're here to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday, big celebration coming up at St. Thomas the Apostle Church on Sunday, April 12th, begins at 2 o'clock. And we hope that you can join the parishioners at St. Thomas for this great celebration. You've gone through this diary many a times. What's your favorite passage? I'll start with you, then I'll ask Diana the same question.
I don't have a favorite passage. We use a book that we go by that goes in themes. And as we go, each theme is so perfect. And each week builds, doesn't it, Diana? Mm-hmm. And every time we come together, we go, I needed that this week. You know, it's like scripture. It literally is like the Bible. And I'm not saying it takes the place of the Bible. That's not my point. My point is the gift of these words that Faustina wrote from Jesus builds on something so profound, whether we're studying just mercy, we're studying forgiveness, humility. Yes, all of those virtues. And then it's tied into one little neat package. And we read through and we just go, wow, I needed that this week.
So what's your favorite or the most meaningful passage of the diary to you, Diana?
Well, I haven't been in it as long as Gwen has, but I just love how the feast invites everyone to trust in God's love and seek his forgiveness. And that the way she's always constantly trying to, not constantly, but like all of us, like you said, she tries to run away. She doesn't feel worthy to do his will, but he's always tenderly loving her, bringing her back and saying, this will get done. You will fulfill my will. And it's just beautiful. It's like a love letter from Jesus to St. Faustina and to all of us.
And I will say, Chris, as far as the notebook, I think the chaplet, just the words of the prayer are profound. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Yeah. And we're begging for God's mercy to be poured out on all of us and on the whole world. And so just that little clip it from there, and that's out of the diary too, you know, and then the prayers, the blood and water which gush forth from the heart of Jesus is a fount of mercy for us. I trust in you. And that's diary number 84. So there's too many to pick a favorite because it's just too rich.
But I would suggest you please find a copy of the diary or the notebook that you have, Gwen.
Well, they can come and join our class.
Well, let's talk about that. When does that take place?
Tuesdays, every other Tuesday, the second and fourth of the month at 2 o'clock at St. Thomas.
Yes.
That was the group I saw when I was delivering newspapers a couple of weeks ago. No wonder. I was wondering why the parking lot was so jammed. We need more people to join this great group. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the celebration itself. Sunday, April 12th, Divine Mercy Sunday. We're going to celebrate at 4100 South Coulter at 2 o'clock. And leading the celebration, Deacons Daryl Dixon and Mark White, correct,
yes.
Diana?
Yes, yes.
And they're going to be leading the celebration, which includes what? Adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and reflecting on the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary and singing the Divine Mercy Chaplet.
Yes, Michael. Our choir director will be singing. He's got a beautiful voice.
Oh, yes. The Josh Groban of the Texas Panhandle is
Amen.
One of the choir smiths.
Yes, okay. It's beautiful. But we need to remember, it's not at 3 o'clock, y'all. It's at 2 o'clock. Because last year, bless their hearts, some people showed up at 3 because they thought it'd be at 3 because Divine Mercy's the hour of mercy is 3 o'clock. But we do it at 2 o'clock at St. Thomas in the main church. So there's plenty of room. We hand out rosaries. We hand out the flyers. We pray it together. You don't have to know anything. Just show up.
Yeah.
show up and enjoy a great celebration and a great reflection on the life of St. Faustina and Divine Mercy Sunday. Our guests, Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez from St. Thomas the Apostle Church, we're talking about the Divine Mercy Sunday celebration coming up the second Sunday of Easter, April 12th, starts at 2 o'clock at 4100 South Coulter. Ladies, we'll give you the last word in the conversation. Is there anything we forgot to ask you about or anything else you wanted to mention?
The novena. The importance of the novena, it starts on Good Friday. And if you need the pamphlet or you need any information, just reach out to us there at St. Thomas and we'll get it for you.
In the bell tower.
Yeah, and we keep some out there. But the importance, I think, because the novena, if you pray the 9-day novena with the chaplet, your sins are wiped out for a year. The whole year is just like a clean slate. You're clean, like baby new. And I think that's a huge gift to all of us. I'll say me, a sinner, because I've been doing this a long time now, because I got to wipe out a lot of sins. Don't say nothing, Chris.
I'm not saying a word. Not saying a word.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Diana, last word in the conversation belongs to you, ma'am.
The recounting Jesus' passion and the repetitiveness of the saying the divine mercy, it is just so touching. It just softens your heart and melts away all the sin and hurt and everything you've ever felt. And it just brings you closer to God. You know, he just wants to love on us and forgive us and show us his mercy. We really hope that everybody comes to the divine mercy and just receives. It's a plenary indulgence, and just come and receive and have your sins wiped away by Christ.
Divine Mercy Sunday celebration, Sunday, April 12th, 2 o'clock, St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 4100 South Coulter. Come bring your family and friends. Let's celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday together. Gwen Johns, Diana Gomez, thank you both for coming in. May God continue to abundantly bless you as we draw closer to Easter Sunday here in just a little bit. God bless you both.
Thank you, Chris.
God bless you.
We will pray for much needed rain in just a moment. Do want to remind you that the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center, 2100 North Spring, continues to offer a contemplative power hour on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Adoration taking place from 11 until 11:30. That's followed by the recitation of the rosary at 11:30 and contemplative prayer at noon. There's no charge, and by the way, those attending are encouraged to stay for the entire time or for a small portion of time. For additional information, please call the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 806-383-1811, 806-383-1811. And if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for much needed rainfall for this parched portion of Christ's vineyard. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Blessed Virgin Mary, you who conceived the eternal Son of God and knit his human body in your womb, you who gave birth to the God-man Jesus Christ, nursed him at your breast, nurtured his early life, and accompanied him in his ministry, hear our prayer. As the loving Father and his merciful Son shower the Holy Spirit upon the followers of your holy child and give us a share in their divine life, intercede for us, your children, so that the Lord would shower an abundance of rain on our dry land to sustain the life of nature. Send us gentle rain without harmful storms, dangerous hail, or destructive winds, as the dry land reaches up to embrace the drops of rain and pull them into itself. Let us embrace the Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit, invite him into our lives so that we may be transformed and enjoy life in abundance. O Blessed Mother, intercede for us, since you are the mother of him who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns eternally. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
This is the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the official centenary prayer for the Diocese of Amarillo. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for 100 years of grace in our diocese. We praise you for the deep faith and the outstanding example of our founders, for the dedicated service of our bishops, priests, deacons, and religious, and for the witness of countless faithful. Pour out your Spirit upon us that we may live as one family in Christ, proclaiming the gospel with joy and serving the poor with love. Through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. Lawrence, our patrons, guide us into the next century of faith, hope, communion, and mission. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. If you peruse the archives of the West Texas Catholic, the newspaper, you'll discover in either late August or early September 1990, a front page story talking about a group of people getting together on Wednesday mornings to meet and break open scripture. They called themselves the Catholic Community Scripture Study, and in the early days it was led by people like Tanya Cataldi, Josette Kramer, and Louise Westlake. And they began this venture at St. Hyacinth's Church at 4500 West Hills Trail. That was in late summer, early fall 1990. All these years later, they're still going. They've been to different locations, St. Mary's Cathedral, St. Thomas the Apostle Church, but now they're back at St. Hyacinth's Church. And they invite you to join them Wednesday mornings, 9:45 until 10:45. And just as they did then and still do now, the weekly gathering focuses on the scripture insights from At Home with the Word for a preview of the coming Sunday scriptures. Everyone's invited to attend on any Wednesday they can from 9:45 until 10:45. The Catholic Community Scripture Study at St. Hyacinth's Church, 4500 West Hills Trail. You need to know more about the Catholic Community Scripture Study? Please call Teresa Hunt. She can give you all the information at 806-676-9445. 806-676-9445. It's been going strong for more than 34 years, and it continues at St. Hyacinth's Church on Wednesday mornings, 9:45 to 10:45 at 4500 West Hills Trail here in Amarillo, the Catholic Community Scripture Study. Join them. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us offer this special act of sorrow. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Forgive me my sins, O Lord. Forgive me my sins, the sins of my youth, the sins of my age, the sins of my soul, the sins of my body, my idle sins, my serious voluntary sins, the sins I know, the sins I have concealed so long and which are now hidden from my memory. I am truly sorry for every sin, mortal and venial, for all the sins of my childhood up to the present hour. I know my sins have wounded thy tender heart, O my Savior. Let me be freed from the bonds of evil through the most bitter passion of my Redeemer. O my Jesus, forget and forgive what I have been. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The second segment of episode 754 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, no radio program the next 2 weeks here on GRN. Next week, the spring share-a-thon taking place. The week after that is the Triduum, and we traditionally do not do a program during Triduum weekend. But there will be a truncated version of this program at AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org on the diocesan website. And we'll let you know more about that on a Facebook post that'll be coming up sometime later next week. So if you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for our country, the United States of America. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of Mercy, at this most critical time, we entrust the United States of America to your loving care. Most Holy Mother, we beg you to reclaim this land for the glory of your Son. Overwhelmed with the burden of the sins of our nation, we cry to you from the depths of our hearts and seek refuge in your motherly protection. Look down with mercy upon us and touch the hearts of our people. Open our minds to the great worth of human life and to the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. Free us from the falsehoods that lead to the evil of abortion and threaten the sanctity of family life. Grant our country the wisdom to proclaim that God's law is the foundation on which this great nation was founded, and that He alone is the true source of our cherished rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. O merciful Mother, give us the courage to reject the culture of death and the strength to build a new culture of life. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Hey, do want to remind you about WestTexasCatholic.org. That website is back in business again. We are so grateful for that. When you visit WestTexasCatholic.org, scroll down to the left. You're going to find a link for the latest edition of the West Texas Catholic, your diocesan newspaper. Go to the right of that. You'll find a link to archived editions of this newspaper going back to when we came back to this job in August of 2009. To the right of that, you're going to find a link to this program where you can hear the latest show before
before it airs, usually posted on Wednesday or Thursday. Above that is the West Texas Catholic, the podcast brought to you by Cap'n, powered by the Diocese of Amarillo. And under all those links, you'll find a place to sign up for Flock Notes so that you can keep up with the latest from the Diocese of Amarillo. And you'll also find news from the Vatican and headlines from National Catholic Register. So please bookmark our site, westtexascatholic.org, and our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and visit them often. And again, we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications. The Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate invite everyone in the Diocese of Amarillo to join them throughout this year in celebrating the Franciscan Jubilee Year in honor of the 800th anniversary of the death of St. Francis. The Sisters are offering St. Francis Chapel at 4301 Northeast 18th Avenue as a place of pilgrimage and prayer, according to Franciscan Sister Valentine Curry, to help everyone gain the plenary indulgence associated with this extraordinary Jubilee Year. The year kicked off February 2nd, goes until Sunday, January 10th. Now, the conditions to gain this indulgence are receiving sacramental confession, 2, participating in the Eucharist, 3, visiting a Franciscan church or chapel, 4, praying the Creed and the Lord's Prayer, and 5, praying for the intentions of the Pope. As with all plenary indulgences, if the condition of sacramental confession and participation in the Eucharist are fulfilled within 2 weeks of making the pilgrimage, the indulgence may be gained. Now, the chapel at St. Francis Convent is open Monday through Friday from 9:30 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. The Franciscan Sisters also invite everyone to join them during its holy hour from 4 p.m. until 5:30 p.m., which includes the recitation of the Rosary and Vespers. And there's going to be all kinds of various activities during the year, which will be publicized accordingly here on this program and on our diocesan website, amarillodiocese.org, and in the pages of the West Texas Catholic. Sister Valentine puts it this way, and I quote her, "We sincerely hope and pray that you will take advantage of these opportunities to grow in your walk with God. All talks will have a suggested donation of $20 to collaborate with the upkeep of our convent," end of quote. For additional information about the Franciscan Jubilee Year with the Franciscan Sisters of Mary Immaculate, please call St. Francis Convent, 806-383-5769. Registration continuing for the annual Diocesan Catholic Youth Conference, DCYC. That's Friday, April 24th through Sunday, April 26th at the Amarillo Civic Center at 401 South Buchanan. The theme of DCYC 2026 is "Do Not Fear, I Am With You. Do Not Be Anxious, I Am Your God," from Isaiah 41, verse 10. Regular registration, $65 per person. Here's the catch. You must be postmarked by Good Friday, April 3rd. That fee includes 2 meals. Now, if you're registering at the door, the cost is $75 per person, according to Diocesan Youth Director Oscar Guzman. The registration fee includes 2 meals. Registration can be done at the parish level, and any additional cost all depend on the cost of transportation, lodging, and additional meals. Now, if you're planning to go to Wonderland Park Sunday, April 26th, the tickets are $24 per person. Guzman said those planning to go to Wonderland Park are welcome to order for family as well, but Wonderland Park is optional. Scheduled to participate at DCYC 2026 are Donovan Moses, Genesis Parolo, whose 5-question interview you can read in the latest issue of the newspaper, Franciscan Sister of Christ the Light, Sister Maria Arena Tyner, and Brad Farmer. Youth interested in attending DCYC 2026 are asked to contact their parish youth minister or priest for additional parish delegation details. And for more information about DCYC 2026, please go online to amarillodiocese.org/DCYC-AKA-Youth-Rally or call Oscar Guzman, 806-383-2243, extension 118. The 69th Italian Meatballs and Spaghetti Dinner to benefit St. John the Evangelist Church coming up on Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's in the school gym at 201 St. John's Road in Borger. Tickets for the dinner, $16 per person. Kids 7 and under eat free if dining in, according to parishioner Marilyn Archer. The meal is dine-in, 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and takeouts available from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you need to know more, you can call the parish office, 806-274-7064. If you're a couple in the diocese, Diocese of Amarillo planning to get married within the next 3 to 6 months, you know you have to attend an NFP course, and you also must attend an Engaged Encounter Weekend. The first Engaged Encounter of the Weekend of the year is coming up Saturday, March 28th and Sunday, March 29th at the Bishop DeFalco Retreat Center at 2100 North Spring here in Amarillo. For more details about the Engaged Encounter Weekend or to get signed up, get in touch with the Diocesan Family Life Office, 806-414-1059. It's believed to be the first time that we've done something like this in the Diocese of Amarillo, a speed dating event for Catholic singles between the ages of 21 and 39. This event on Saturday, March 28th, it starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Grand Event Center, 8660 South Grand. The event being organized by Ashley and Alex Cazares. It's an evening of friendship, new connections, and community, all being supported by the Diocese of Amarillo and the Diocesan Family Life Office. Ashley Cazares was on the program not too long ago. She puts it this way: as young adults, time gets the better of us, and we might resort to forming connections online. But why not take the time to meet people around you and form that saintly connection you've been seeking? The deadline to register for the evening is Sunday, so you need to hurry up and get registered, folks. Sponsors are being sought for this Catholic speed dating event as well, and if you're interested in that, get in touch with Alex Cazares, 806-676-5434, 806-676-5434. Family, friends, and alumni of St. Anthony School in Hereford are invited to partner in an improvement project at the school. Contributions are needed to purchase new windows on the west side of the north building of the school in need of replacement. New windows would replace many windows that are drafty, difficult to open, or are no longer energy efficient. To assist with a monetary contribution of any size, get in touch with Father Grant Spinherney at St. Anthony's Church in Hereford, 806-364-6150. Singers of all backgrounds from all parishes throughout the Diocese of Amarillo are invited to help lead the assembly and song at two diocesan celebrations at St. Mary's Cathedral here in the next several months, according to Dr. Greg Onofrio, Director of Music and Liturgy at St. Mary's Cathedral. This includes the annual Chrism Mass, Tuesday, March 31st, and the Diocesan Centennial Mass, Saturday, August 22nd. To learn more about participation in the Diocesan Choir, get in touch with Dr. Onofrio at St. Mary's Cathedral, 806-376-7204, extension 3003. Speaking of the annual Chrism Mass, it is on Tuesday, March 31st, 7 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral. During the Chrism Mass, the oil of the catechumen, the oil of the sick, and the Holy Chrism will be blessed. Priests of the Diocese of Amarillo, who will celebrate with His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo, will renew their commitment to their ordained ministry and to the bishop. The Mass of Chrism is considered a celebration of ordained priesthood. For those of you unable to attend the March 31st Chrism Mass, that Mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary's Cathedral website, stmarysamarillo.com, and broadcast on the Guadalupe Radio Network here at 94.5 FM in the Amarillo Canyon area at 1010 AM throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, and in the Nazareth area at 105.5 FM. The Marriage Life and Family Group at St. Vincent de Paul Church in Pampa hosting a Spanish marriage retreat Friday, April 10th, Saturday, April 11th. This will be in the Parish Education Center at 810 West 23rd Avenue in Pampa. That retreat will be offered on April 10th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., April 11th from 8 a.m. until 8:30 p.m. Now, the retreat's open to Catholic couples throughout the Diocese of Amarillo, according to Amy Foster, who's a member of the Marriage Life and Family Group, and she invites everyone to join them to learn about our vocation, marriage. No child care will be offered. Cost of the retreat is a goodwill offering. If you need to know more, maybe you'd like to get registered, please get in touch with Amy Foster, 806-664-1979, 806-664-1979. Brings us to our bottom of the hour break. We'll follow that with a prayer to St. Michael the Archangel, and we'll hear our Diocesan Centennial Song as produced, performed, and written by Dr. Greg Onofrio from St. Mary's Cathedral. This is episode 754 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, and we thank you for your continued support of Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo and the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for Pope Leo XIV in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the heart of our new shepherd. Grant him wisdom to guide your flock, courage to uphold your truth, and modesty to serve with love and understanding. Holy Spirit, inspire him to be a beacon of hope, a shepherd of peace, and a faithful servant of your church. O Heavenly Father, source of eternal light, grant our new spiritual leader unwavering faith to stand firm amid challenges, boundless compassion to embrace the seeking and the lost, and a servant's heart to embody humility and grace. Bless him as he leads us into the future, maturing our Catholic faith to grow ever stronger in unity, compassion, and steadfast devotion. Through his leadership, may your light shine brightly in the world. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's sad but true. Hunger knows no age group, skin color, religious denomination, creed, or gender. And until this past January, there was no full-service food pantry in Randall County. But there is now, and they could use your help. It's called the Market on Tierra Blanca. It's a ministry of St. Helens Outreach at St. Anne's Church. The Market on Tierra Blanca is the only full-service food pantry in Randall County. At this time, it's open Tuesday afternoons from 3 until 7, Friday mornings from 9 until noon. It is just east of St. Anne's Church at 605 38th Street in Canyon. And they need volunteers. They could use your help. If you'd like to know more about St. Helens Outreach or to volunteer to help in the Market on Tierra Blanca, the person to get a hold of is Glenn Bacchus. He can be reached at 806-655-3302, or you can email Glenn at sthelens@stannsofcanyon.org. I'll spell it out, STHELENS@stannsofcanyon.org. Help your brothers and sisters in need out. Again, hunger knows no age group, skin color, religious denomination, creed, or gender. But you can help feed the hungry and do a nice corporal work of mercy by being a volunteer at the Market on Tierra Blanca, a ministry of St. Helens Outreach at St. Anne's Church in Canyon. Need to know more? 806-655-3302. Ask for Glenn Bacchus. If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the prayer to Our Lady of Lourdes. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O ever Immaculate Virgin, Mother of Mercy, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comforter of the afflicted, you know my wants, my troubles, my sufferings. Look with mercy on me. By appearing in the Grotto of the Lourdes, you were pleased to make it a privileged sanctuary whence you dispense your favors, and already made sufferers have obtained the cure of their infirmities, both spiritual and corporal. I come, therefore, with complete confidence to implore your maternal intercession. Obtain, O loving Mother, the grant of my request. Through gratitude for your favors, I will endeavor to imitate your virtues that I may one day share your glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. The second half of episode 754, the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Thank you for coming along and joining us on this fifth Sunday of Lent weekend here on Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo and on amarillodiocese.org and westtexascatholic.org. We'll get to music from Dr. Greg Onofrio in a minute. We'll take care of some housekeeping as well. But first, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray to St. Michael the Archangel in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and you, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast down to hell Satan and the other evil spirits who prowl through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Couple of pieces of housekeeping to take care of. Our last radio show for 2 weeks. We will not have a radio show next week because it is the Spring Share-a-thon here on GRN. We will not have a program the following week because it's Triduum. We do not do a program during the Triduum. That's our tradition here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Now, we will have a truncated radio version of the program next week. It won't be on the radio, but it'll be on AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. It'll be a quick 30-minute look at what's going on news-wise in the diocese, and then we'll get back to a regular radio and internet program on Friday, April 10th through Sunday, April 12th, that weekend, Divine Mercy Sunday weekend, with Deacon Brian Lewis coming in from the Diaconate Office to talk about the formation class for the class of 2031 of the permanent diaconate here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Also, while we're on this, and I should have brought this up earlier, the Diocesan Pastoral Center will be closing on Holy Thursday at noon for the Triduum. We will reopen on Easter Tuesday, April 7th at 9 o'clock. And His Eminence Daniel Cardinal DiNardo and the entire Pastoral Center staff wish each and every one of you a very pleasant, happy Easter season. We'll get more into that a little bit later in the program. In the meantime, we're celebrating our centennial in the Diocese of Amarillo and the outstanding Dr. Greg Onofrio, the Music and Liturgy Director at St. Mary's Cathedral, has been commissioned to put together a piece of music for the centennial, which you'll be hearing in your parishes as we continue with the centennial celebration. We share it with you here on the Guadalupe Radio Network. It's called Gladly I Adore, and you're hearing it on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version.
Here you also
the great Dr. Greg Onofrio, the music and liturgy director at St. Mary's Cathedral here in Amarillo, the official song for the diocesan celebration, Gladly I Adore, here on the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Let's talk about some more diocesan news, and this is very, very important, folks. The first of six deanery confirmation masses in the Diocese of Amarillo, scheduled Saturday, April 11th at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington. The confirmation mass is celebrated by deanery, with the faithful of each deanery coming to St. Mary's Cathedral. Father Hector J. Madrigal, Vicar of Clergy for the Diocese of Amarillo, Pastor of Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia and St. Paul the Apostle Church in Crest, put it this way, and I quote, "In this anniversary year of our diocese, our confirmation celebrations beautifully move us from communion to mission. As we gather as one diocese around the sacraments, the Holy Spirit unites us and then sends us to continue the work of evangelization for this generation and the next," end of quote. Adult confirmation candidates will join the youth of their respective deanery for their confirmation. Now, confirmation masses will be celebrated at 10:30 a.m. first off on Saturday, April 11th for the Central Deanery. This will be the first of two confirmation masses for the Central Deanery and for parishioners at these parishes, all in Amarillo, again on Saturday, April 11th, St. Mary's Cathedral, Our Lady of Guadalupe, Our Lady of Vietnam, St. Joseph's, and St. Lawrence. The next confirmation mass, 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, April 18th. This will be for the East Deanery and for parishioners at these parishes, Sacred Heart in Canadian, Holy Angels in Childress, St. Mary's in Clarendon, Immaculate Heart of Mary in Groom, Sacred Heart in Memphis, St. Vincent de Paul in Pampa, St. Teresa's in Panhandle, St. Patrick's in Shamrock, Our Mother of Mercy in Wellington, St. Mary's in Wheeler, and Sacred Heart in White Deer. The confirmation masses will take the weekend off at the end of April for DCYC 2026. They will resume, though, on Saturday, May 2nd, 10:30 a.m., once again at St. Mary's Cathedral. This mass will be for the South Deanery and for parishioners at St. Anne's Church in Bovina, Immaculate Conception in Dimmitt, St. Teresa of Jesus in Friona, Holy Name of Jesus in Happy, St. John Nepomucene in Hart, St. Anthony's in Hereford, San Jose in Hereford, St. Paul the Apostle in Cress, Holy Family in Nazareth, San Juan Diego in Kittaquay, Our Lady of Loreto in Silverton, Church of the Holy Spirit in Tulia, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Turkey, Immaculate Conception in Vega, and St. Mary's in Umbarger. The next confirmation mass after that will be on Saturday, May 9th, 10:30 a.m., once again at St. Mary's Cathedral. This will be for the North Deanery and for parishioners at St. Peter's in Booker, Our Lady of Guadalupe Cactus, St. Anthony of Padua Dowhart, Cristo Redentor in Groover, Immaculate Conception in Perryton, Sacred Heart of Jesus in Spearman, St. Joseph's in Stratford, and St. Mary's in Texeline. There are two other deanery confirmation masses going on. The second Central Deanery confirmation mass will be celebrated on Saturday, May 16, for these Amarillo and Canyon parishes, 10:30 a.m., once again at St. Mary's Cathedral, for Blessed Sacrament, St. Hyacinth, St. Martin de Porres, St. Thomas the Apostle, and St. Anne's in Canyon. And the final deanery confirmation mass on Saturday, May 30th, 10:30 a.m., again at St. Mary's Cathedral, 1200 South Washington, here in Amarillo, will be for the North Deanery. It's the second North Deanery confirmation mass, and for parishioners at St. John the Evangelist in Borger, Saints Peter and Paul in Dumas, St. Anne's in Stinnett, and Christ the King in Sunray. Need to know more about the deanery confirmation masses, please contact your parish priest or the director of religious education at your parish. And that brings us to our final break in the program. We will pray for much needed vocations to the priesthood and religious life, and we'll get you a few more pieces of diocesan news on this fifth Sunday of Lent weekend in the Universal Church, and you're listening to episode 754 of the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. We thank you for supporting Catholic Radio in the Diocese of Amarillo, and we thank you for your continued support of the Diocesan Office of Communications.
You're listening to the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, a production and presentation of the Office of Communications for the Diocese of Amarillo.
If you would please assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray the prayer of St. Francis. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, that where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, that where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, it is by forgiving that one is forgiven, it is by dying that one awakens to eternal life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. On the West Texas Catholic, the audio version, we spend a lot of time talking about many great organizations that do so much for so many. Here in the Diocese of Amarillo, let's talk about another great ministry that needs to be publicized more often, and that is Kobe Prison Retreats. This is a great opportunity for those of you who are members of the Knights of Columbus, of the Axe Community, and the Curcio Movement. These are the people that are being asked to serve as volunteers for Kobe Prison Retreats in our diocese. Catholic volunteers bring into the prisons training materials, literature, and videos, all with the purpose of educating inmates about the Catholic faith and answering those who have shown an interest in learning more about the Catholic faith after attending a retreat. The Kobe retreats are named after St. Maximilian Kobe, the patron saint of prisoners. St. Maximilian was a Polish conventional Franciscan friar who was sent to Auschwitz during World War II in 1941. When Nazi guards selected 10 people to be put into an underground bunker to be starved to death in punishment for a prisoner escaping in July 1941, Father Kobe volunteered to die in the place of one of the men selected. Father Kobe died August 14, 1941, after a lethal injection of carbolic acid. He was canonized as a saint by Pope, now St. John Paul II, on October 10, 1982. This is your chance to minister to our brothers in white who are incarcerated who want to hear more about Jesus Christ. And keep in mind, prison ministry is also one of the corporal works of mercy. For more information or to volunteer to be a team member on a Kobe retreat, get in touch with Deacon Daryl Dixon, 806-290-8842. His number again, 806-290-8842. The Kobe Prison Ministry is a 501c3 organization, and all donations are charitable donations for tax purposes. And we thank you for considering to be a part of this very worthy ministry in the Diocese of Amarillo. Final segment of episode 754, the West Texas Catholic, the audio version. Remember, no radio program next week or the weekend after that. We'll have a truncated radio program for you on our diocesan website, AmarilloDiocese.org and WestTexasCatholic.org. We'll let you know when that drops. There is no radio program until Friday, April 10th through Sunday, April 12th. And that will be our conversation with Deacon Brian Lewis. Also, Diocesan Pastoral Center closing on Holy Thursday, April 2nd at noon for the Triduum. We will reopen on Easter Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock on April 7th. And we wish each and every one of you a very blessed Easter Sunday and Easter season. Now, if you'll assume an attitude of prayer, let us pray for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, not just for the Diocese of Amarillo, but for the entire Universal Church. We'll follow that with a Hail Mary for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life. And we encourage you to pray a Hail Mary a day for an increase of vocations. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O Jesus, eternal shepherd of souls, deign to look with eyes of mercy on this portion of your beloved flock. Lord, we need a greater number of priests. Multiply vocations and sanctify our priests more and more. We ask this through the intercession of the Immaculate Virgin Mary of Guadalupe, your sweet and holy mother. O Jesus, give us priests according to your heart. Amen. And for an increase of vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. And we also ask that you continue to pray for our two great seminarians, Benjamin Sego and Richard Escalante. Find out more about vocations at AmarilloVocations.org, your one-stop shop online for everything and anything that has to do with vocations here in the Diocese of Amarillo. Guadalupe Radio Network, 1010 AM, 94.5 FM, KDJW here in Amarillo, and on a low-power FM, 105.5 FM, KHFNLP near Nazareth, is
is brought to you by you. In layman's terms, this is your Catholic radio station, folks. Your prayers, your words of encouragement, and your generous financial blessings continue to keep this radio ministry in operation now in our 21st year of service to you in this portion of Christ's Vineyard. If you haven't already, please consider becoming a monthly donor to this radio ministry. If you'd like to know more about that, please go online to grnonline.com, grnonline.com. We thank each and every one of you who have and continue to bless this ministry with your prayers and financial blessings, and we pray that God will continue to abundantly bless you and yours. A couple of more closing notes before we get out of here. You can keep up with all the fish fries and Lenten meals that are going on these final two Fridays of Lent before Holy Week at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org. Don't forget the Diocesan Pastoral Center. We'll be closing on Holy Thursday at noon. We will reopen on Easter Tuesday, April 7th at 9 o'clock, and we wish each and every one of you a very Holy Trinity and a very blessed Easter season that is forthcoming here in the Diocese of Amarillo. I would be remiss if I didn't take a minute before we close this program down to reflect on the greatness of a great man that we lost earlier this week on March 16th. For many of you, you probably knew him from U.S. World Farm Report. The great Orion Samuelson passed away on March 16th, just a 2 weeks shy of his 92nd birthday. Orion Samuelson was probably the greatest broadcaster in the history of farm broadcasting. Orion Samuelson told it like it was, had fun doing it, was passionate about agriculture, passionate about the dirt, a corn star, without a doubt about that. I had an opportunity to hang out with Orion Samuelson a couple of times, once in an elevator, and it was pretty cool just to be able to sit and talk to him for just 45 seconds or so. But we had other passings in my time as a farm broadcaster once upon a lifetime ago. And Orion Samuelson was just a class act, a great broadcaster. He was the titanium standard of agriculture broadcasting, and he is going to be missed by so many. Orion Samuelson passing away on March 16th. Nearly 92 years old, may he rest in the eternal peace of Christ. Before we get out of here, a couple of other quick notes that we do need to remind you about. Momentum Catholic Single Mothers invites single mothers to participate in an online retreat Friday, April 10th and Saturday, April 11th. If you need to know more, go online to MomentumMothers.org or you can email MomentumCatholicSingleMothers@gmail.com. In Clarendon, St. Mary's Church invites you to attend its 29th St. Mary's Day Barbecue Dinner, Sunday, April 12th, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's in the Parish Hall at 510 East Montgomery. Tickets for the all-you-can-eat meal at the door, $20 for adults, $10 for children. Proceeds from the dinner benefiting the St. Mary's Church Building Fund, and takeouts will be available. There will be entertainment, a silent auction, and a country store. Barbecue beef and ribs will also be sold. If you need to know more about the dinner, get in touch with Jacob Fangman. His telephone number, 806-206-5737. And we want to thank Gwen Johns and Diana Gomez for dropping by and joining us from St. Thomas the Apostle Church to talk about Divine Mercy Sunday, the big celebration on Divine Mercy Sunday at St. Thomas the Apostle Church, 2 o'clock at 4100 South Coulter. Again, no radio program the next 2 weeks. Next week is the spring fundraiser here at Guadalupe Radio Network. We will have a truncated version of this program available about the middle of the week or so at AmarilloDiocese.org or WestTexasCatholic.org, and no program the following week because of the Triduum. Have yourselves a fantastic week and a fantastic Holy Week as well. Don't forget about the Chrism Mass. And remember, abortion is not and never will be health care. Viva Cristo Rey.